This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday night, a four-day virtual affair they hope will help push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. Among the scheduled speakers are former First Lady Michelle Obama and former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, a Republican critic of U.S. President Donald Trump. Former Ohio Governor John Kasich is also making the case for the 77-year-old Biden on the convention's first night. In a speech excerpt released ahead of the gathering, Michelle Obama describes Biden as a profoundly decent man. She adds, "He listens. He will tell the truth and trust science." During his own campaign stop in Minnesota on Monday, President Trump ridiculed the pre-taped Democratic speeches, saying, "There's nothing very exciting about it." On Thursday, Biden will accept the nomination in his home state of Delaware, with only aides and political advisors present. Next week, Republicans plan to hold a similar event with limited convention activity in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Trump will make his acceptance speech from the White House. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in the November presidential election. Frosch said between 15 and 20 attorneys general are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Trump is trailing Democrat Biden in opinion polls. Today, the president told reporters he's not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. California's Death Valley has recorded a temperature of 130 degrees Fahrenheit or 54.4 degrees Celsius. It's what could be the hottest weather temperature ever recorded with modern instruments, according to officials. Sunday's high was recorded at a visitor center in Death Valley National Park by an automated monitoring system. The official world's hottest temperature weather-wise was 134 degrees. It was registered in Death Valley in 1913, but the accuracy of that measurement's in question because it doesn't line up with weather reports from around that time. The Geneva-based World Meteorological Organization said Monday it will start verifying the new U.S. reading, which at the moment is considered preliminary and not yet official. Health workers responding to an Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo ended their three-day strike over unpaid wages on Monday, according to the World Health Organization and local authorities. The Ebola virus in western Congo has spread steadily into remote villages across Equator province since the first case was identified on June the 1st, infecting 88 people and killing 36. In June, Congo celebrated the end of a separate Ebola outbreak in the east of the country. It was the second worst on record, which killed more than 2,200 people over 2 years. The virus strain responsible for the more recent outbreak in Equator is genetically distinct from the strain in the previous outbreak and is believed to have originated in an animal source, according to WHO. Congo's health system has been crippled by decades of mismanagement, underfunding, and war. Some health workers responding to the coronavirus outbreak cut back their services in July to protest over unpaid bonuses. The Trump administration says it will further tighten restrictions on Chinese-owned Huawei Technologies Company. The U.S. Commerce Department will expand restrictions announced in May, aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. The administration will also add 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries to the U.S. government's economic blacklist, raising the total to 152 affiliates since Huawei was first added in May 2019. Huawei has not immediately commented. With U.S.-China relations at their worst in decades, Washington is pushing governments around the world to squeeze Huawei out, arguing it would hand over data to the Chinese government for spying. Huawei denies it spies for China. The Commerce Department said the new actions, effective immediately, should prevent Huawei's attempts to circumvent U.S. export controls. Marissa Melton, VOA News.